before we begin this Fair Gilly Town Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkfoot, along with Johnny. And happy Hallows Eve to our listeners. We all know that Halloween is just upon us, and we're going to be seeing a lot of amazing adaptive costumes this year, which is awesome to have that, to see that.
I mean, see a lot of amazing costumes out there already.
Yeah. It's going to be just cool to see how people and how families tend to be more creative with the costumes that they create, especially when costumes could be expensive.
But costumes are expensive.
Oh yeah. And having the ability to see. To see how these costumes are being brought to life so people could enjoy the holiday and have that time to have just costumes are so unique. I recently saw a costume that went viral of a child that was dressed from Carl as Carl from the movie Off,
and, which is amazing.
Yeah, and shows how much and how a family or how a parent could just think out of the box, and when kids could be looked at and just be in a position where they might feel misunderstood or might want to dress as as a costume that they would like, and showing that and having a child love their costume, even with utilizing what they have and what the parents have access to, it's a huge, huge deal. There's no, hands down, this shows how creative and how far parents are going to go to see their kids be happy and to be able to just have a child be happy. And also anyone who's celebrating Halloween, for that matter, because it's not just for kids. And it shows how much people, no matter any ability, could enjoy their time, their holiday. And there shouldn't be any limitations over how someone could, how someone dresses or what they're dressed up as. What matters is that they're actually enjoying themselves, not is my costume better than so-and-so, than one person or another. I look at it as, how many times do kids are going to enjoy the holiday no matter what. It's a given. And showing that a child could just enjoy a beautiful costume, it shows what it shows how much time, effort goes into it without the limitations, without feeling insecure. It really, it's an awesome thing. It's just plain awesome.
It is amazing.
And
like
having
people's creative ideas.
Yeah. And being creative is what matters. The holidays all meant to be about creativity and to show how creative someone could be without the debate of just who's better, who's not. It's
exactly.
It's a time for people to really enjoy themselves. And that's what counts. And I see that as the win far beyond the realm of any possibility. And it really makes, I look at it and go, if someone could create beautiful pieces, then no of beautiful costumes, this shows how much the holiday means to them and also shows how much people want to be included. And it's not a, it really shows. And that's what matters. It's not a, it just, it makes, it's just a beautiful thing. And having a little bit of a confidence boost and showing what's all in, how much, how intricate the costumes are. It really matters. And that shows so, it really puts things into perspective as well. When people are really creating so many
Beautiful costumes.
Yeah. And that's what I go and say, oh my God. Yes. More costumes, the better. And
it's
how.
Like, It's like when like the mass produced ones, like, oh, like it excludes people.
Yeah.
That is when you kick on the creative juices and like,
yeah.
Watch me do this.
And sometimes the ones that are more, sometimes the costumes that are more creative really spark the eye of so many people. Of so many people who are willing to look beyond the differences. It just shows. It really shows.
It shows, like, probably make my own for it look a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And that's what really, that's what matters. It's not a, what, it's not.
I am blown away.
Oh, go ahead.
Away people's creativity.
Oh, yeah.
It's like.
And that's.
You made that? Wow.
And then those, then you see people who post online these creative costumes, and then it just shows. It does give a insight into how people can't see beyond a their differences. It shows so much of the so much more about the holiday and what it actually means for those who celebrate, because sometimes people don't. So God put that out there, and it's okay not to celebrate it. And having the time.
Say it's okay to not celebrate, but don't bring other people down.
Oh yeah. And going along with Halloween costumes, there's a lot of different campaigns out there that have been meant to actually spark inclusion and making it safe for people with allergies to have an awesome Halloween, which is pretty cool. Even to see theme parks getting into the whole allergy friendly options too, and making it where you're not worrying about, oh, could I have some a specific candy, or am I going to get sick? There's now a way for you to actually know which homes are actually allergy friendly, if you didn't know about the real pumpkin, teal pumpkin, pumpkin campaign, which I just look at that and go, more places should take note of these campaigns, especially if they offer trick-or-treating or events that cater to families, like certain theme parks could have events, and a lot of theme parks are getting involved with it, but there's still those smaller theme parks that may or may not be aware of this either.
Right.
And that's what I look and go, oh my God, how much do food allergies actually, how many kids and adults are impacted with food allergies? It's definitely a challenge. If you're thinking that all kids are equal, unfortunately, it isn't always that case. So, it's also to be aware of these campaigns. Recently, there was a new campaign that just came out, which was the Blue Pumpkin Bucket campaign, where children who are either on the spectrum who are unable to communicate carry these buckets, which are meant to signify how severe it signifies what different ability they have.
Right.
And if they're unable to speak, it could also be a way to have people just be more understanding, which I think is a pretty, it's a good idea. It makes things a challenge when you're unaware of different children's situations too, for kids or young adults who are going out for the holiday. If you're unaware of it, then how would you even know? So if this could be an asset to those who are going out and trick-or-treating, I think more people should be aware of it, especially if this becomes as popular as the teal kettle, teal pumpkin campaign. How do you feel about this other campaign? Because this just came out a week ago, or it was introduced.
It's like brand new.
Yeah, very new. Which I think it's going to take time for people to fully understand it.
Help if I open the,
It just shows how people are impacted too. Because the teal pocket is just to signify the safety that it's an allergy-friendly established home. The blue Halloween bucket campaign is more of a way to signify if a child might be on the spectrum, may be on the autism spectrum and or is nonverbal and the severity. I truly don't know how successful this campaign will be, this new campaign. I think it's only time will tell.
Paris, look at the wrong news story.
So what do you... What are your thoughts on this, on these campaigns?
I mean, I think it probably needs some, with the autism.
Mm-hmm.
It probably needs, like, some, education, I think.
Oh, yeah. And if people aren't aware of it...
Some people don't know, like... Blue bucket. What is the blue bucket? You could just see a blue bucket.
Right. Like, what is the significance of this blue bucket campaign? Which you could definitely learn a lot about it, as well as and because Halloween is in a few days, there are resources out there, especially for people who are planning on giving out candy and being aware of what social cues or any other what could potentially be going on, what they should expect from their these new campaigns that are out there, especially when the food allergies are out there, it's becoming more common than not. So, I think if people are expecting Blue Bucket to become as popular or as as commonplace as as the teal pumpkins, then I think there should have been a bigger effort to get this out there. It's great that it's starting to become well known. I think it's going to take time for it to really catch on. And it just, I know that it took the teal pumpkin to catch on. Teal pumpkin campaign to catch on. And when it did, it's been very successful. It really shows how it really shows what you could expect.
Right.
When you're unsure of, when you may not know something, when you may not necessarily know about certain different abilities, or you might want to have kids say trick or treat and a child or young preteen may or may not be able to say that phrase.
Right.
It will be a challenge for them. And it's not, and it could be, it may not happen. So being aware of and seeing this new bucket could also be a sign for someone who may not know.
Because I know some people don't know about this Blue Bucket thing.
Yeah.
Without researching.
Yeah. And this is going to be very unfamiliar to those giving out candy. And I don't want to see families being upset or put down because a child or whomever is in there those are going trick-or-treating being treated not so kind or being treated poorly because someone couldn't just say trick-or-treat and may not be able to communicate. So it's just being aware, being present to these new, I guess, new campaigns.
Like, they could change from year to year as well.
Yeah.
Until, like, we have something standardized.
Right. And this was very new, and when I saw it, I'm like, oh my god. It's creative. I hope that it becomes as streamlined as the teal pumpkin, which has been successful. I just am not hesitant. I'm just afraid of what could possibly occur.
Yeah.
Which shows how amazing how things could actually be, and shows how just it really shows. What you could actually do.
It can't wait to see what the future will bring.
Yeah. And there's always going to be something new, which I look at and go, oh my God, how awesome is that? I can't complain about this amazing. I think it's just amazing to see how innovative people are with costumes down to campaigns. They're meant to help people. It's not, and this also makes things a lot less, can make things less stressful when people aren't aware necessarily. No one really knows who's coming to your door or what, or if a child or person could have the ability to speak when people could try to ask questions to them or try. That was just from my own experiences as a kid. I just see this as being something that could really take off in the long run. It just takes time.
It does take time.
And this shows progress. It really does. Which on that note, we are going to be back Monday, and it's just in time for Pennsylvania election. So
actually, it's just in time for election day all over the country.
Oh yeah. So I'm sure our topic for next week will resonate with those who will be voting, and definitely stay tuned.
Happy National Chocolate Day, by the way.
Oh, can't forget about that. So on that note, we'll be back Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Yes. And have a spectacular Halloween if you celebrate, or if you're an adult. Celebrate anyway and enjoy your day. Enjoy the day. And on that note,
have a spooky day.
Yes. Bye.